Kia ora and welcome back to the show, and I'm very excited to have with me right now the famous, the very experienced, the iconic Pitch Black.
Very experienced, well-worn.
Yeah, I know. That sounded shady. I didn't mean it like that. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's much appreciated. So, before we get into what you're doing at RNA and all that, how did you guys get started in the industry?
You mean together?
Like, were you separately originally?
Yes, or? Yeah. Both Paddy and I had our own careers, and mm-hmm. a friend of Paddy's said, "Oh, Paddy, you need to meet Mike, and he's having a party. Come to the party." And she got us talking, and
she literally said, "This is Paddy, this is Mike, Mike, this is Paddy. You two have to talk about music." And she turned on her heel and walked away.
And well, she had good instinct, yeah, clearly.
Yeah. And by the end of the evening, Paddy had invited me into the studio. I'd got a bit sick of doing my solo music, which I was mixing from the desk with visuals on stage,
because yeah, right.
it wasn't really seen to be a band. And I had this sort of long, was it about 25-minute rhythmy dub thing that I had on DAT.
Okay.
Paddy said, "Oh, bring it in and let's see what we can do."
He needed it cut down for a release.
Right.
So I helped him edit it down to about 7 or 8 minutes, to a short, brief, concise 7 or 8 minutes, yeah. and some overdubs and some more production. And
added some killer sounds, and we discovered that Paddy had a way of playing live that was non-linear, which matched my non-linear video way of playing.
Right.
And we sort of went, "Oh, what if we make some songs and actually join my video process with your live playing process?"
Yeah, right.
And that sort of started it. I think the first gig we had 2 songs played for half an hour.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it was 15 minutes each, but like we had 30 yeah. minutes.
Had so 2 tracks. Were you Pitch Black at that point, or did that kind of...
Yes, because we needed to form a name first gig.
Okay. And it stuck. Clearly.
Yeah, even after the film came out.
Yeah. It was before the film.
Okay.
So how does
the kind of creative process work for you guys? Do you bounce off each other, or is it...
Completely. We have very, very different backgrounds in music and what we listen to and what we appreciate way we work. I got grade 4 piano as a teenage kid,
and
Mike's more of a...
Mike's teacher told my parents not to waste their money.
And he's much more the experimental sonic explorer, and I like to be accessible. I like music when it just knows what it's doing and grabs you by the throat and says, "Come with me."
Right.
So
okay.
we sort of sometimes say that I give people an entry into Mike's world, and he makes my world a lot more interesting. So that,
I'm the come here,
and he's the go away.
So. I mean, it's the ultimate balance, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we never planned it, never pre-planned it.
Wow.
I mean, that's just how it's ended up.
Yeah, when it works, it's good. And we've both got solo projects, so we quite often have a folder, and it's like, nah, into the solo project folder mm-hmm. with that sound. It doesn't work for me, or doesn't work for Paddy.
Right.
And then, so only the stuff that we both like remains.
Yeah.
So I have to admit, I actually haven't seen you guys perform before. So are you both standing there? Is it kind of one at a time, or how does that work?
Yeah, we stand there. I play the keyboards and trigger the clips.
Yeah, right.
And play over the top, and then Mike does a 24-channel dub mix.
Wow.
So yeah, and yeah, he triggers
pretty,
the video.
It's all pretty fluid.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So RNA. What can we expect from your act?
Well, at the moment, I'm working with Alex on redesigning the electronic stage into a reasonably large sort of mapped surface. So we'll be changing our video show to work with the, mm-hmm. the stage. It'll be some of what we play, what we've played in Christchurch and on this tour. What to expect?
Yes. This tour, we've got a whole lot of new stuff. We've consciously gone back to the idea of taking out unfinished songs
and
working them out live, because that's how we started as a band that only played live before we ever made records.
Right.
Really.
Of course.
So we've definitely got some things that are big question marks, and we're going to see where they end up. So yeah, by the time RNA rolls around, well, you know, 2 months time, they might have kicked into shape on this tour. We'll have played them out about a dozen times, and
that's exciting to like not quite know your path yet, but
yeah,
who
it
knows?
Can be. It can be glorious or horrendous.
So how has that sound changed? Would you say you're very different from when you started?
We're a lot faster.
Right, okay.
In 1996, audiences were happy to be a lot more chilled on the dance floor and still call it a raging night. But, you know, sort of, I think the, just the, you know, the arms race of tempos as they sort of crept up.
Wow, but, okay.
But we do like to really program a night with support so that it really flows.
And was that kind of increase in speed, was that a reluctant thing, or did you kind of grow to enjoy it?
Oh, we just moved with the times, really. We're playing
getting into more headline spots, more headline slots where the crowd wants a certain degree of charge.
Totally.
I mean, some of the older songs we've sped up a few BPM so that they've just got a bit more kick than they had when they were originally written.
Interesting. Oh, that's so cool. Now, I'm going to ask right now, if they're broadcast worthy, what you must have some hilarious stories from your times.
Yeah, we had a pretty crazy one in Dunedin once where, for some reason, we hadn't quite taped the equipment down, and we were in a big, like, old theatre. There was a big orchestra put in front of us, and the person who was doing lights was just blinding us. We actually couldn't see the audience.
Oh,
we were just in the black.
Yeah.
And we got on stage, and I think the first time Paddy did a big chord, the whole keyboard flew sideways off the stand, ripped all the cables out of, because it was all analog back then.
Yes.
Ripped all the cables out. Everything fell on the floor.
Oh, no.
So we put it back on, did the set, and then at the end we went to leave, and we couldn't get off the stage because someone had taken away the ladder that was from the orchestra pit. So we just had an absolutely shit gig, feeling like we'd left the room with less energy than we put in. The worst feeling when you actually have a horrendous one. And we couldn't get off the stage, so the audience had tributes this as us teasing them for an encore. So very reluctantly we go on for an encore, and then 2 8 bars into it, the sampler that did all our drums crashed and died. So it was like, we wanted to make it up to them. We didn't want to go back, but they wanted us to go back.
It always comes in threes, so bad things.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. So when are you guys actually playing at RNA?
We're on the night of the 30th.
Cool.
I think we're just after midnight.
Fantastic.
So we're like a nice warm-up for the
Yeah, match. That's like a good spot time, actually. Well, to our audience out there, consider RNA for your New Year's, and make sure if you are going, you absolutely go see Pitch Black. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's much appreciated.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Liam.